And welcome back. And now we have, we're changing the pace a bit. We always have the Hillsville U3A in to tell us what's going on each term. And there's been a change of president, which we did know about, which we spoke about last time. John's did his term, and now we've got Ethne, who we've known Ethne for quite some time. And with me also, I've got Phil. So welcome to the two of you.
Thank you, Alan. It's great to be back.
Yes, thank you.
And I should say Happy New Year to you, the two of you, the first time I've seen you this year.
Thank you, you too.
And you.
Now, Phil, we know quite a lot about Ethne, and we're going to be talking really about the programs and all about you, Hillsville U3A. But Ethne's just told me you're on the committee. I've got to ask you two things. First of all, why did you join Hillsville U3A? Because you might resonate with people out there. So what prompted you to think, I think I need to go and join this group?
Look, it was way back. There was an event at the Memo about Beyond Blue had sponsored it, about just joining up, meeting people, being involved.
Yep.
And U3A had a stand there, and I ran down the list, and there was ukulele. It was only...
Don't tell me, sir.
It was the only stringed instrument on the list, so I thought, yeah, I can do that. I joined that. I play bass uke in the uke group.
So tell me, is George still playing ukulele?
George
has been here a few times.
Doig?
That's it?
Yes. No, we haven't seen him at uke for a long time. No.
Haven't you?
No. But we've got lots of other new people coming and going.
He used to always be punishing me about the ukulele group. But I think if they might have set me up here. But anyway, so you were retired or what?
Yeah, I was in the tax office, so I retired early at 55.
Tax office?
Yep.
I think this interview might last very long.
I've been retired for quite a while now.
Yep. And you just felt that you needed to get involved?
I did, yeah, just to sort of spread those connections in the community, and it certainly has. Yeah, through uke, there's been other things that I've got involved with, through U3A, other things I've been involved with.
Tell me, have you always lived in Hillsville, or did you retire to Hillsville?
Sort of retired to Hillsville. I've only been in Hillsville 25 years.
Oh, that's a pup compared to some of the people I interviewed. No, that's all right. We don't want to get too personal, but I always ask people why they join, because there might be someone at home in the same situation that thinks, yeah, maybe I should go and have a look at Hillsville U3A.
Lots of friends now, lots of acquaintances. My partner and I walk down the street on Saturday morning, and we have a competition as to see who bumps into the most friends.
Yep.
No, they're my friend. No, they're not yours. They're mine.
And this could be a problem when you retire, because particularly for a guy, if he's working, whether you live in Hillsville or whatever, you go first thing in the morning, you come home and it's time for tea, and weekends, particularly when the kids are little, you're running them around, and then all of a sudden when retirement comes, not that you don't want to do anything, but you don't necessarily know people in the town.
That's right. It becomes a bit of a dormitory town to you, really. You're just coming and going, sleeping here.
Now, I've got to ask you, because I know you're on the committee, what happened? Why did you decide to join the committee? Did Ethne beat you over the head and say, listen, we need you to come, or what happened there? Why did you decide to join?
I think it was one of our U3A activities, Friday at 5, where we sit around with friends again, a few wines, a few nibbles, and I was approached.
What do they call this night? It's a wine.
Wine and cheese.
That's it.
Well, yeah, there's the two events, the wine and cheese. That's another trap.
Yep.
If you've had a couple of wines, you're, well, susceptible.
Yep.
And I was approached by the then president, John, who's come onto the committee, so I did.
Oh, that's good. Well, and how long have you been on the committee? Have you just started?
Oh, 2 years. Yeah, 2 years.
Very good.
Second year.
All right, I'm just going to take a quick little break and we'll be back with more.
Sometimes I feel a little mad, but don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. understood. Baby, sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. And sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. Misunderstood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my shit, and that's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Understood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me.
So if you're in this sort of situation like Phil, retired here and didn't know a lot of people, or maybe you've lived here all your life and worked out of the area and all of a sudden retirement comes along, or as I've heard from a number of people that they've retired here, planning to do a lot of different things, and then one of the partners dies and the other one sort of is socially isolated. And the listeners will know over many years I've been talking about social isolation, and if it's no good for you, it's not going to work. And we've spoken to a number of professionals who said that unless we do something about reversing it, that it will be one of the biggest killers, bigger killer than cancer, believe it or not. Anyway, so having said that, Ethno, you're now the big boss down at Hillsville 3A. So tell us first a little bit about what happened in the last quarter, how you went in the last quarter, and then we'll start to talk about what's coming up for this quarter.
Thanks, Alan. Well, look, I just had a very, very easy entree onto the committee. I had been on the committee before. Then there was a little gap because I still work. But stepping back in as president has just been
a dream. I don't know how you have time to work.
Can fit it all in. Just, you know, good time management. But it was an absolute dream, Alan, because the committee is a really, really tight-knit group. They're super efficient. They've been doing this for a long time. They just know their job. So for me, I just step in and just, you know, do some of the governance things that need to be done as a president. And basically people just keep the show on the road. So it's been really smooth, really easy.
So now tell us how the last quarter went.
Well, the quarter's been actually really good. We wind up toward registration for the following year as we get toward December, and we wind down. So it's the business end of the year, but it's also the party end of the year. So we finished last year really strongly. So we had over 360 members by the end of the year.
True.
We had a lot of new courses coming on stream. So I'll just read out a few because they're really exciting. So for people who want a bit of variety, we've got things like amateur geology and introduction to allied health therapies, digital literacy, being a human behaviour and society lunch, which is a lunch, obviously, like a lunch event, Poets Corner, Shakespeare Appreciation. So on top of all the activities we have around music and dance and theatre and outdoor activities like cycling and bushwalking, we've added like a whole bunch of different types of activities. So it's very exciting. So the last quarter was interesting to really kind of add to the mix of classes. to gear up for registration, which went really well. So again, another strong year for U3A Healesville. And then, of course, ending the year with a beautiful party. So the Friday at 5 that Phil mentioned before, yep, is just really a gathering for all members. But the purpose is to really thank our course leaders, because they, you know, give so much of their time for the whole of the year free of charge. They're all volunteers. They bring their skill, their interests, their expertise, and their enjoyment of what they love, and they bring it to the membership. You know, so we owe them a massive debt of gratitude for what they bring, what they do. So it's a good time to like really thank them and celebrate them. And we also hand out certificates because they're various milestones. So if somebody's been a course leader for 5, 10, 15 years, etc., then, you know, we acknowledge them formally with a certificate, which is a terrific way to, you know, sort of make it more substantial than just, yep, sitting around and having a beer and a chat.
Now, also, I know this is not a new group, but Phil mentioned it before, like you've got a travelling group too, haven't you? Like you mentioned cycling and that, but for those who don't want to cycle, you do have a group that goes away from time to time too, don't you?
Yes. So that's called Hit the Road. And as Phil was saying to you during the break, Alan, you don't have to be a couple to travel in the group. So often, yep, you know, couples will travel, but it's a really open, accepting group. So if you're a single, you, yep, can go along, be part of the group, feel fully part of the group. And if you don't have a caravan or you don't want to tow a van, you don't have, yep, to. You can just be with the group.
And just rent somewhere, like a cabin or something.
Exactly.
Tonight.
So, yep, you just organise a cabin.
Yep.
So you get all of the social connection, all of the fun, all of the travel and, you know, the experience of the travel. But none of the demands of, you know, towing a van or anything. So it's, yep, really inclusive and very exciting. So Anne and David, who run that group, always make it very interesting. It's, like, really well planned. So everyone has a great time. You basically hop on board, have a fantastic time, come home full of smiles, you know.
Sounds good.
I've just bought a caravan and my partner said, we are going away in two cars because once the ukes start to come out, she said, I'm driving home.
I gotta take a break.
Ring them bells, you heathen, from the city that dreams. Ring them bells from the sanctuaries, across the valleys and streams. For the deep and the wide, and the world's on its side. And time is running backwards, and so is the bride. Ring them bells, St. Peter, where the far winds blow. Ring them bells with an iron hand, so the people will know. Oh, it's rush on now, on the wheel and the plow. And the sun is going down upon the sacred cow. Bring them bells, sweet Martha, for the poor man's son. Ring them bells so the world will know the God is one. Oh, the shepherd is asleep where the willow. And the mountains of fear with a lost sheep. Bring them bells for the blind and the deaf. Ring them bells for all of us who are left. Ring them bells for the chosen few. St. Catherine from the top of the room. Bring them from the fortress for the lilies that bloom. For the lions they long and the fighting is strong and the breaking down the distance.
between right and wrong.
So when do you start back? Is it this week or next week that U3A starts back?
We actually started back yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Right. So do you have any... You've talked about a few new programs you had late last year. Have you got any new ones coming up this year that we need to know about?
Yes, we do. And, of course, I don't have that information right in front of me. But if you went to our website, which is www.hillsvilleu3a.org.au, that'll be there. So
you do have a few new programs coming up.
We do, actually more this year than last year, which is fantastic.
Have you? You don't know any?
Oh, actually, no, I do. There's a list that I've got here, but I know it's not a complete list.
Yep.
So I think we mentioned amateur geology, an introduction to allied health therapies, backgammon, chess club, daytime strings and things, digital literacy, fitness walking, folksy, which is a new folk music
club. Can I just stop you for a minute? Yep. Digital literacy... What age group is that aimed at? Well, shouldn't say age group. Is it aimed at the person who already has computers that know all about it, or is it aimed for sort of the first-time users to bring them up to speed, you know?
It's really for anyone who is using technology and needs to learn a little bit more. Right. So it's probably, it doesn't matter, you know, how experienced you are or how many, you know, types of devices that you use. It's more, I think, around knowing things like scams or knowing what's coming up. So I don't know if they're going to factor in AI this year, but obviously AI is going to be a big one for us.
It's
going to
be a big thing, isn't it?
It's a huge thing, you know. Yep. And so with DeepSeek being, you know, the topic of the moment, you know, that's another one around digital literacy.
Yeah.
Fitness walking, did I say folksy, folk music club? Yep. Human behaviour and society lunch, Poets Corner, Shakespeare appreciation. There are a few more which I don't have in front of me, but I'm quite sure it's on the website.
No, that's okay. Now, you're also talking about trip to the movies. What's that?
Well, I haven't been, but they... They sit around in the courthouse, they watch a movie and sometimes popcorn, sometimes Maltesers, and just get to enjoy a movie together with a bit. Yes. Oh, that's a Jaffa. So I suppose Maltesers would work too. Yeah, and just enjoy an old movie.
Also, what about stage stories? What's that?
Stage stories is... really interesting. It's run by Phil Stevenson, and it's an introduction to theatre and film. And Phil has been very keen on stage all his life and has been in a couple of our performances, and he's starting up a new theatre company for Healesville outside of U3A, and they've got a performance on the 26th of May.
Is it something to the hills?
Yes.
Oh, he's coming
that's
in
it.
A few weeks' time.
Oh, excellent. Yeah,
I've got him coming in. The name rang a bell.
I've been providing him with a few things like a pack and an old radio and old phones for his play, a few props. He loves to talk about movies and theatre and the characters. So that's what that's about.
Yeah, well, he's coming in to talk about his new group. I just can't remember. Sometime in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
So that...
It's called Breathless from Memory.
Yeah, that's starting off from scratch, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
So, I don't want to get off the track, but has he been involved in stage during his working life, or is it just a part-time thing?
Just as a part-timer, just involved in stage for quite a while, and as I said, in a couple of our performances with the theatre group.
It's amazing to me. I go to the 1812 Theatre, and I also... the Lilydale Athenaeum. And if you're listening on Sunday, I'll tell you all about the new show that's coming up down there. It amazes me how much talent there is just in the community. Like, they're not, can't get enough work to be on the stage as a job, but there are some extremely talented people in the community, isn't there?
There certainly are. Yeah, I've been to 1812 and it's always been very entertaining. Always a farce, I've found, but always been entertaining.
Yeah, they haven't always been of late, but
they've changed then.
Well, farces go the best. Well, I'll just take a quick break. Now, I know that you've got a really big list of different groups that you've got on and different things, but one of the things that, and I've known I've mentioned this before, is that very often a person has either got a very special talent that they've that they're interested in something really and they've done a lot of work in it over the years, or they've been involved in a sort of job that gets wasted when they retire. I'm not thinking about the tax man. I'm worried about him. But no, well, if, all jokes aside, there are probably people out there that've got a real, I don't say talent, but something that they could pass on to other people. So I guess you're interested to hear from those sort of people who might have an idea from a new for a new program that you haven't already got.
Always. And there's so much that covers that whole kind of hobby spectrum or special interest spectrum. So we just would welcome anyone who has a fascination with a topic or knowledge about a topic to get in contact with us, because things don't have to be a big program for it to be of interest to people. So we're also happy to run smaller courses that are a bit more specialised. So here's one example. Somebody runs a course called Tarot, What's in a Story? And that's not really about telling fortunes, so that doesn't come into it at all. But the interesting thing is, you know, how the whole tarot pack came together, the stories it tells, you know, and how people have used it in different cultures in different ways. So it can be anything. It could be something from, you know, that's quite niche through to, you know, something that is quite common, but, you know, that the people would enjoy. So it doesn't matter how different it is. We'd be very interested to hear about it.
And I guess some people have travelled not only to the normal destinations that probably a lot of people have gone, but there are some people who have travelled to really niche sort of places, haven't they? So some of those could actually put together a program over a few weeks talking all about the cultures and all those for some of those countries, couldn't they?
Exactly. And so we've got a group that does the armchair travel. And yep. So if you don't want to run a course, for instance, like a whole course yep. over a year, you could perhaps be like a guest speaker.
Yep.
You know, so we'd be open to those sorts of things as well. But, yeah, if you have a passion, if you have some knowledge, some experience that you think other people might enjoy sharing with you, we would love to hear about it.
All right. So we'll give at about 5 to 2. We will, if they'll give you out the contact details, phone numbers if there are any, and websites for you to have a look at. So give it a lot of thought. There's a lot of knowledge in out there in Healesville and surrounding areas that could be passed on to other people. And so if you've got a passion and, you know, you don't have to get up and stand up in front of a big group. And I guess a lot of this stuff is armchair stuff, isn't it? You just sit and talk rather than you're not up there to lecture, are you?
Exactly. So the courses are really social. There's a strong bond between the course leaders and the participants. Friendships, you know, evolve. Conversation is yep. definitely part of each course. So it's about, you know, hanging out with the people that you really enjoy an activity with. But it's a conversation. It's the friendship building that, you know, Phil was mentioning before. You know, cup of tea, bicky, all of that. Unless, of course, it's wine and cheese night, then you have your wine and cheese, which is a bit fancy. But otherwise, you know, it's just that real kind of just get together, enjoy something, spend some time. And for many people, that then becomes a friendship outside of U3A.
And that's, I've just written something down that I wanted to mention. It's not, we were talking about, you know, you can be social isolated very easily, but I guess it's not only the time that you're at U3A that, you know, I know with a couple of other groups, people say, well, I didn't know anyone and now it takes me half a day to get down the street to do a little bit of a shopping because I run into this one and then that one and we have a coffee. And
yes, so exactly.
I guess that's what you were saying, Phil, that's a really good rub-off, isn't it? That's not necessarily the whole purpose of U3A, but it's got to be good for people.
Yeah, really is. Yeah, a mate used to come up from Endeavour Hills and we'd be walking down the street, maybe to get a sausage roll or a pie, and he was just amazed at the amount of people I'd stop and talk to.
Yeah.
And they were mostly through U3A.
And it's got to be good for you. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more.
Make some noise. Time it goes so fast.
Now, I know that you're involved with a number of things, as Healesville U3A as well. So can you tell us a bit more about the community involvement, not only at the Healesville U3A, but the involvement that the Healesville U3A has in the committee, please?
Community?
Yeah, the community.
Yes.
What did I say?
Committee. Oh. That's all right.
Daydreaming.
Yes, we're really, really keen always, Alan, to contribute to our local community and be part of community events. So the choir, the Healesville Community Choir, one of the things that we love to do is perform at aged care facilities. So we do that about four times a year. So once a term, we love to get out there and perform for people. And it's always an amazing time for the people singing and the people listening. So it really goes both ways.
Yep.
We're part of the Anzac Day Commemoration March. Yes.
I don't like to cut across, but they tell me in aged care that a lot of the residents who may be in almost in their own world often recognise music.
Absolutely.
Oh, they and really do.
Yeah, they've told me that.
Yes.
Sorry.
And you can see it. You can see people engage, sing along. Some people just sing a whole song.
Sometimes not in time with us, but they love it.
But some of those you couldn't sit down and have a conversation with.
Oh, exactly. Yes.
Yes. Sorry. But the words and music definitely will come back.
Yep.
Absolutely. We're also part of the Anzac Day Commemoration March.
Yep.
We're also part of events like the Healesville Homegrown Food Fair, the Community Voices in the Park event. So we've got a lot of our U3A musicians participating in that.
Ukulele?
Always.
Well, yes, they are.
Good going.
The new Connecting Community Festival, which is on at the first weekend or perhaps the second weekend in March, at the 7th and 8th of March. So as much as we contribute, because it's a really important thing to do, to not just take from the community but to give back.
Yeah. And I know, I'm pretty certain, and just correct me if I'm right or wrong, you also have had the influx of the choir, haven't you? You've taken some other choir that was on its own, became part of U3A. Am I right with that?
Well, we are that choir.
Yeah, we are that choir. Pre-COVID, we were the Healesville Community Choir.
Oh, right, so you had nothing to do with U3A at that stage?
Nothing at all, no.
Yep.
And COVID just destroyed our numbers, and we were struggling to get back, and it was just a wonderful idea to join U3A, and they just welcomed us. They loved having a choir, somewhere for people to sing with. We joined U3A, and we haven't looked back. We've got 32, 34 members at the moment.
That's terrific, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's marvellous, really good.
Because you would have picked up some of the U3A members too.
Yes.
In your choir, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we have, yeah. Sometimes a small group of us performed at Herd one night, we collected a few U3A members that saw us and joined the choir, and a few audience members that saw us and thought they'd like to join us, so joined U3A and the choir as well.
That's terrific, isn't it?
And one of the bonuses around that, Alan, too, was a couple of those people who saw us at the Herd Bar and wanted to join the choir were that little bit younger. So it's actually nice to have that age mix, and it also kind of shows the open-mindedness of this U3A is that we don't stick to, like, really strict age brackets or really strict retirement or semi-retirement kind of, brackets either. So to pick up some younger people who are also still working who could be part of U3A was fantastic.
Well, that's terrific, isn't it?
Mm.
All right, we'll take a quick break, our last break, and we'll be back with more. Have a paper and pencil ready, and these kind people will give you some more details as to how you can find out more about U3A.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Promise you more than the Garden of Eden, and she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding, but she'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me.
Hope you've got your paper and pencil ready, because F. They and Phil are going to give you some contact details as to how you can find out more about the Healesville Youth Radio.
Beautiful. Thanks, Alan. So it's always good to start with the website. So yep. Our website is healesvilleu3a.org.au. You can also contact us by email. And so that's healesville.u3a@bigpond.com. If you prefer a chat, we have somebody who manages our phone, and the phone number is 0490 917 975. But if you prefer that personal touch and you'd like to have a chat to somebody in person, we have somebody who is on site Thursdays between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Normally it's at the courthouse, which is 42 Harker Street, Healesville. However, for this week and next week, we'll actually be at the community. Next week and the following week, we'll be at the community link, which is the library council building that also houses the library.
Near Coles,
exactly.
Yep.
So next week and the Thursday after, we'll be at community link. But if you want to chat to somebody tomorrow,
yep,
you can go down to the courthouse at 11 a.m. and somebody will be there in person to chat to you.
Or you can ring on 0490 917 975.
Yeah, and if you want to register, registration isn't just one day of the year. You can register at any time during the year. And I know we've had people register as late as November in a year. So register at any time, and you can do that through the website.
Yep.
You'll be able to see all the courses and pick what you'd like to try.
Now, I know it's not extremely expensive, but what's the cost to register and become part of Healesville U3A?
It's $55 for the year.
Yep.
So that's for a whole year, and that covers everything. So it's incredibly affordable.
Yep.
That
it's not even a coffee a week. It's only a fifth of a cup of coffee a week.
And that covers, you can, you know, do so many courses.
Yep.
and, you know, just get incredible value out of that registration cost. And some courses might have additional costs. So if there's something associated with a very particular activity,
yep.
But most likely, you know, you can just attend your course, just, you know.
Well, I'm thinking wine and cheese. You're going to have to pay for that, aren't you?
That's right. That's right. But if you know, if you're going along to line dancing or anything else, you know, it's just, you know, come along and enjoy it. So it's really a very affordable way to enjoy activities, meet people, be part of your community.
And get to know people. So you've just mentioned line dancing, so I think you should just mention a few more of the actual programs that you've got running at the moment, because we haven't mentioned that.
Okay.
We've given ukulele and that a flog, but we haven't found the choir.
We've gone at that one very hard. So we've got a number of exercise activities. So we've got, let me see, so I'm just casting my eye down the list here. Oh, we've even got gymnastics. So that's on at Hillsville High School.
Very gentle gymnastics.
I was going to say that would be gentle, wouldn't it?
Yes. Gentle. We've got pickleball. We've got, well, that's not dancing, but it caught my eye. We've got exercise to music. we've got move it or lose it.
And some of those would take into account that you are in an older age group too, aren't they? They're not going to be expecting to be jumping around like 25-year-olds.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. If you want to, you can, but
yes. So, and then pay the price the next 2 days.
And here's a good one. And again, around, you know, having including people who are singles. So there's a group called Partner Dancing, but no partners required. So Mal Day's been running that for a long time, and people love that, absolutely love it. We also have Tap Dancing for Beginners. And that's just a real hoot. That's at the Living and Learning Centre. And, again, you know, you don't need experience. You just, it's all about just having the fun, you know, coming along and having fun. And, again, with that one, you can start out without having tap shoes, just, you know, just some firm-soled shoes, and make a bit of a noise and join in and have fun.
I will just add that while you talk about ukulele, I also am in the guitar club, the banjo club, and the recorder group.
So
not just ukes.
All right, let's just go back a stage. Now, you've twigged my interest there. When you're talking about a recorder, you're not talking about the same little recorders that the kids played at school, are you?
I absolutely am. But I play a tenor recorder, so it's still in that same C instrument.
Yeah.
But we have another lady that will often play a bass recorder. There's another gentleman that was with us played a great bass. So, yeah, all different shapes.
So, because I've never heard of recorders other than my kids played the recorder at school and that. So the recorders, they're not the same little things like that. And how do you have different ones?
Well, with our music that we read, we've usually got four music lines. That's called a system, the four different lines. So the top one will be the little one you're talking about, the soprano. Then there'll be an alto, so that's just a little bit longer, an F instrument, the tenor that I play, and then maybe a bass line as well. And we play orchestral pieces.
Are they all bigger or?
Yeah, they grow in size.
So. Yeah. But are they plastic the same as the ones at school, or were they made out of?
Well, you can buy plastic up to the bass recorder, but my tenor recorder is a wooden instrument. And because I'm an older person with arthritic hands, mine's actually what they call a comfort tenor. So I've got little levers that I don't have to stretch as far with my fingers, and it's got what's called a canick, but it's got a bend in it, a bit like a gooseneck. So, again, it's up closer. So it's more comfortable for me to play a longer instrument. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, yeah.
Sure. That's something I've learned, because I wouldn't have thought that there was... I've never seen anything else other than the little plastic ones at school.
Oh, there are many recorders. Yeah, they just get bigger and bigger.
And beautifully made, like... The serious musician who, you know, plays a recorder will probably spend a lot of money on a beautiful wooden instrument. Different types of wood will give you a different type of sound, and they're beautifully made instruments.
I'd prefer my partner not to know how much I paid for my recorder. I think she might be listening.
you won't be the first person. There's many a person has bought an old car, and if they were saying, I like the old cars, all of a sudden... they saw, and don't tell the missus how much I paid for this one. So I'm just intrigued, and I've I don't want to waste your time. So they're all sorts, and they can get quite big.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, the great bass, he's no longer with our particular group. He's still involved with U3A. It sits on the floor, rests on the floor.
And
he's got a little brass piece that comes out of it about maybe a third of the way down, a little gooseneck, and he blows through that. Yeah, it's that big.
Gee, that's a...
It's a fabulous instrument.
Is it?
Yeah, cost him... What?
I must have a look.
4,000 or something. It's a beautiful instrument.
So you can spend thousands on them, can you?
Oh, yes, yes. I laugh about the cost of mine, but yeah. I could have spent four or five times the amount.
So how much would a good one cost? Like, you're talking 5,000, 8,000?
A really good one, you're getting up around that price and more. Mine cost, and...
You're better on dropping it.
Mine cost me about $1,300.
Fair digger.
Yeah, they're beautiful with pear wood.
So... Wait, are they made in Australia or where are they made?
No. This one was made in Germany. There's English makers. There are boutique makers in Australia that hand make them. They don't make a lot of them, but they're made all around the world, but the major makers are in Europe.
Well, all I can suggest, we've learned a bit today, so get on their website and have a look, because you might find that you really want to join some of these groups. Or if not, give them a ring on 0490 917 975. Just give us a website again, please, Ethne.
Healesvilleu3a.org.au.
Again?
Healesvilleu3a.org.au.
All right, unfortunately, our time is gone. We'll certainly be talking to you again later in the year. We like to get you in every quarter so you can tell us what's happening and what's coming up. But thank you for your time today, and I hope it's a great year for Healesville U3A. And we must mention there'll be an extravaganza coming up later in the year.
Farewell. Thank you so much, Alan.
Thank you.